You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about fantasy football and NFL for sportingnews.com. So if you come to the site now, we've got you set for the offseason, which is the draft and free agency portion here coming up. The NFL Combine is coming up next week. We'll take a deep dive at the skill position prospects next week. This week, we continue our look at the positions in free agency here. We've already given you the takes on the quarterbacks and running backs. Now we'll turn our attention to the wide receivers. So check out those past two shows if you need some insight there. But we're going to focus on the wide receivers. And Antonio Brown, we'll start with him being a guy that's going to be traded at some point here. He's the biggest prize by far. There's a real drop-off from there. So we talked a lot about Joe Flacco as a quarterback already being traded. Antonio Brown, I think it's a formality. He's going to be traded at some point. And given the nature of the wide receivers that are available here in free agency, Brown is way more than what you can get. There are a lot of good wide receivers. We talked about a little bit of them in the mock drafts that I've done here and the analysis, but a lot more to talk about there with those wide receivers. A very exciting class of diverse options there. But as the free agency goes with the veterans, Antonio Brown via trade stands out way more than these guys. And we've heard the 49ers, we heard the Jets. Those are probably the top two teams right now that really need that number one receiver. The 49ers do have some other guys there. They like Marquise Goodwin, but he can't always stay healthy. They released Pierre Garçon. You have Dante Pettis as a rising star, maybe Trent Taylor doing a little bit more in the slot. So, but Antonio Brown is just a game changer, especially with Jimmy Garoppolo returning there. And obviously doesn't lose much status wherever he goes, but that particular situation is good. I think it's also good if he goes to Jets and Sam Darnold. You have Robbie Anderson on the other side. They did re-up on Quincy Enunwa, who can work the slot as well. So there's some help in those particular places, and that's good for Antonio Brown, where all the attention will be there. In the 49ers, you also have George Kittle. The Jets, you also have Chris Herndon at tight end that's making a difference maker. So Antonio Brown, I think those are the two leading teams. Maybe you'd look at the Indianapolis Colts as someone that would be aggressive and go after him. Maybe the Patriots would do that. They need an outside number one, now true threat here, especially if they lose Rob Gronkowski at tight end. They just need a go-to guy, period, there on the outside. Julian Edelman's getting older. Chris Hogan kind of slowed down. So that's another team that you would watch there. It's hard to think that the Steelers would trade him to the Patriots, but maybe they're is a weird move like that in the books. The Jaguars have been mentioned as a team. There's just a lot of teams basically that have the capital and the means and think they can somewhat be a contender and a little bit push their offense. I think they're going to go after Antonio Brown. So in terms of his fantasy value, wherever he goes, like I said, quarterbacks, we're going to monitor that a little bit. Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, you can say the chemistry and the production were there, but then we know the chemistry and production weren't always in sync there. So wherever he goes, he might actually end up in a better situation with a quarterback, just with the relationship. That relationship is going to be exciting at first, where that quarterback is going to be ready to use him and trust him. And if it's a younger quarterback rather than Big Ben, I think he's a guy that's going to respect and have a good mutual relationship with Antonio Brown. So not worried about those aspects, but looking overall, I think Antonio Brown is still going to be a wide receiver one wherever he goes. I think he still has a couple more elite seasons in him. He's in tremendous shape, produced big time last year. I know he was quiet in a few games, but that's only because Juju Smith-Schuster can perform like a number one. Wherever he goes, I think that's going to help, where this team is going to be rather desperate in terms of they are going to have some other weapons, but Antonio Brown is clearly going to be the number one option on the team he goes to next. So all that considered, he's a guy that is highly coveted and definitely worth that first-round pick in the draft, given up to the Steelers in some form. And we'll see what happens with the 49ers. Maybe they swap picks there with the Steelers, and that is the sufficient move, or they move around the board or something. So we'll have to see what the deal is on the table. But I think a first-round pick, given the supply and demand at wide receiver, is in the cards for Antonio Brown. And again, I really think he's still special. He has plenty of years left, no matter what other people have said about him. Now, we turn to the top wide receiver available in free agency. It's Golden Tate, and that tells you kind of the state of the wide receivers here, that Golden Tate is the number one receiver. You look at Tate was traded from the Lions to the Eagles. Lions wanted to get something before he enters free agency. Now there's talk that the Lions could re-sign Golden Tate, but Tate's a guy in the slot. He's tough. He catches most things thrown his way. He's a good veteran receiver. He's going to be on the other side of 30 here coming up shortly. So when you look at that, Tate still has some value. But again, we liked him as a fantasy, like kind of a wide receiver 2-3, depending on the format. If you're in PPR, of course, a lot better because he's not a big touchdown scorer. He only had that 1-2-touchdown game there for the Lions against the Cowboys last year. But really, he's kind of a quiet guy. He's a volume-based receiver in terms of trying to get 80, 90 balls. That, of course, didn't happen when we went to the Eagles, where things were pretty much being funneled through Zach Ertz and Alshon Jeffrey first. So we'll have to monitor where he goes. So if he goes to the Lions, and there's some possibilities there. They do have Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay, and they will eat into Golden Tate's production. But that's what we want to see, is how many people elsewhere at that team that he goes to are going to cut into what Golden Tate does. The other guy that's on the top of the list that I kind of really like is Adam Humphries, and I think he'll get a good deal from the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers really want him. If you look at Bruce Arians, it's all about the wide receivers. I know they have Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard, and those guys are going to be questioned in terms of how Bruce Arians incorporates them in the offense. But looking at Adam Humphries, he's got a place here, and he's also got a good connection with Jameis Winston. So they don't want to break that up necessarily there in Tampa Bay. You have a good connection, and Humphries is a key guy there. I think they'd move on more from a guy like DeSean Jackson, just a speed threat, especially when you have Chris Godwin on the outside to line up with Mike Evans. So Humphries, I think, is going to be a priority re-sign for the Bucs, and I think that's the best place for him. And I think with his Arians offense, I would start cooling off a little bit on Brate and Howard and look a little bit more at the three wide receivers in the history of the offense there that he's run in Arizona with now Byron Leftwich right next to him. I think that's the type of receiver that can be pretty productive and someone we're going to watch in fantasy football. Now, the best way to listen to Locked On shows, if you're on the go, is in your car. And all you have to do is put in the show, listen, and you're good to go. We're all digestible here in the off season. We've got about 20 to 25 minutes is our show. So compact, packing a lot of information there for you. And whether it's this show, Locked On Fantasy Football, any show on the network, listen in your car, whether it's your commute to work or going from another place there in the middle of the day, we've got you covered here with your favorite team. So catch up on your favorite team, your favorite style of sport here, reality or fantasy, only on the Locked On Network, and bigger things to come here for sure. We'll be right back, starting to look at the rest of the wide receiver free agents of note here for fantasy football in 2019. All right, let's continue with our look at the rest of the wide receivers. We talked about Antonio Brown, Golden Tate, and Adam Humphries being the best free agents. Brown, of course, on the trading block. Devin Funchess is our next guy of the Panthers. And we know Devin Funchess was having some good things going on a couple years ago. We thought Greg Olsen is going to fade in retirement. And then Olsen stuck around. He's got one more year left here, Olsen, in his career. You had Ian Thomas come through. Then you had DJ Moore in the mix and some other receivers. So Devin Funchess' value is really hurt. And he got banged up. Having Cam Newton not being 100% and not being right didn't help Devin Funchess either. So the Panthers, very interesting. I don't know if they're going to invest too much in Devin Funchess. You'd think they would invest it a little bit more in him by now with an extension or something like that. They do have DJ Moore, the first-round pick that they like, as the new go-to number one receiver. And then you have Christian McCaffrey. Don't forget, he's basically the top receiver there, A, B, there with DJ Moore. So Devin Funchess, catch radius guy, did some things, hybrid wide receiver tight end, but they have Ian Thomas now. So I think it'll be interesting to see where he goes. He's a touchdown guy. That's good for him, the size. He's had some moments there. So we're going to watch where Funchess goes, but I'm just kind of down on him based on the way things played out at the end of the Panthers' tenure. Now you're looking at the next guy is Tyrell Williams of the Chargers. He's a big playmaker. I don't know if he got all the love he wanted there because he had Travis Benjamin cutting into it early. Then you had Mike Williams, and then, of course, Keenan Allen being the go-to guy for the Chargers and the tight ends working there. So I don't think they're going to keep Tyrell Williams. There's no reason to at this point. If Hunter Henry's healthy, they got another weapon there that can take the top off of defense with stretch the field, athletic. And, you know, Mike Williams can do a little bit of that too. I think he needs more of an opportunity to do that. And that's going to be good for Mike Williams' value if Tyrell is gone. Travis Benjamin has just been kind of fading here anyway, so that's good for Mike Williams. It's good for Hunter Henry if they're the next two guys in line behind Keenan Allen for Phillip Rivers targets, and that's more what I look at it. The next guy we'll talk about is Dante Moncrief of the Jaguars. It's a guy that big body, can do some things outside, just hasn't lived up to expectations. We're excited about him in Indianapolis. It didn't quite work out, and 1 year in Jacksonville, we'll see. Based on the quarterback, they want to keep him up, but there's nothing he did special there to say that he's going to return. Jamison Crowder is an interesting one, another slot receiver there that has been productive when healthy. That's been the question mark for Crowder. But a guy that can do a lot of things with high volume PPR leagues that's been pretty good here when he's right. So we're definitely going to watch where he goes here with great interest, but I think Crowder staying with the Redskins is probably his best bet because his team is a mess at wide receiver, needs some reliable help there at that position. Now, we go to Randall Cobb, speaking of slot and a guy that's produced over the years. He's a little older, and we know the diminishing returns have been there. He flashed last year early in the season, but kind of faded, got hurt. So Randall Cobb is a guy that we'll see if he can hang on and have a role somewhere, but just not the fantasy asset he used to be. John Brown of the Ravens, he had a good start there with Joe Flacco, and then things went downhill because of Lamar Jackson, and not because of Lamar Jackson and Brown not connecting, but overall, the deep ball connection was there with Joe Flacco. Now, Joe Flacco is not going to be in Baltimore next year, so I don't expect John Brown to be in Baltimore. Maybe Tampa would look at him as well if they move on from DeSean Jackson, given the familiarity with Arians there and the love there. So we'll see. If that is the biggest change that we see from that Bucs offense, kind of swapping out Jackson for Brown. Cole Beasley has been disappointed with his role there. He thinks he should get the ball more. They said Amari Cooper was touching the ball more, and with right feelings there, because he's the clear number one. Cole Beasley is just a guy. He's not really special in the slot, so I'm not too excited about where he goes. And if he stays in Dallas, it's still going to be that occasional guy that you look at here and there in the matchups, but you never know when it's going to come through. So you're basically going to look at Beasley when he's got a good slot matchup, and that's about it. And he's just one of more limited slot receivers in the league. Now, Chris Conley is intriguing for the Chiefs. He's a big playmaker. When you look at him, he's got a big kind of frame, good speed, but he hasn't lived up to it too. So we'll see. If he stays with the Chiefs, they'll be good. If he leaves, I mean, that's good things, maybe more for Sammy Watkins in his second year there with the Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City with Tyreek Hill. So that's what we're going to watch there. Philip Dorsett of the Patriots, we'll lump him in with Cordarrelle Patterson as we talk about the Patriots free agent wide receivers. Now, with Patterson and the situation there at the Patriots, so they're kind of rebooting what the Patriots are doing here. As I mentioned, Chris Hogan is also a free agent. So Dorsett, Hogan, and Patterson, and we know Rob Gronkowski is thinking about retirement at this very moment as we're talking about this podcast, so could be a very different receiving core other than Julian Edelman for the Patriots. And I think the Patriots would start from scratch. I think they would look in the draft for a potential number one receiver, Antonio Brown again, if they can make that happen somehow. I doubt it. Odell Beckham Jr. has been talked about as maybe an acquisition, but I don't see the Patriots necessarily making a splashy move, but I think on the lesser side, I think they might keep Patterson because of the return ability. Dorsett had some good chemistry with Tom Brady, and he'll be on the cheap, but I don't see them keeping Chris Hogan here and moving on. So that's good news for Edelman. I think Edelman's locked in as a wide receiver, too, in the PPR for sure. So all good things there, setting up for the Patriots to kind of reboot and find some more weapons. But Gronkowski's situation is going to affect how they approach these wide receivers in triplicate here and decide what they want to do. Now, the Eagles have a couple guys as well. We'll talk about those guys in unison. Jordan Matthews and Mike Wallace. And again, the Eagles have Alshon Jeffrey. They were trying to figure out the number two. Nelson Agholor really struggled playing on the outside. They need to get him in the slot somehow. But the problem is Jordan Matthews is a big slot and Mike Williams is just a big speedster. There's not too much there that the Eagles can look for. So I think the Eagles need to look in a slightly different direction. Someone that can complement Jeffrey well and get Agholor back in the slot where he's comfortable. And Matthews, again, too much of a slot guy. Wallace, I think if they're going to go one way or the other, they'll go Wallace. But Wallace coming off an injury-riddled season. He's on the older side as well. He's been on several teams. Really, I don't know if they'll go that way. Wallace did do a few things well for them early, but couldn't stay healthy, and I think the Eagles will find some new options there. Now, before we take another break here, let's talk about one more team's situation. It's the Colts. You have Dontrell Inman and Ryan Grant, and you can check out all these rankings here that I'm talking about, and position by position, top 25 overall on sportingnews.com. But you look at the Colts, I mocked them a wide receiver. Different guys have been there. DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, looking at N'Keal Harry from, I've done all that because the Colts, because Dontrell Inman is a guy that kind of a gun for hire has come through in certain situations, but not always there to stick on teams. So we've seen that with the Chargers and other teams. So I don't see that for the Colts here. Ryan Grant, okay, but he couldn't stay on the field, and you had Chester Rogers and Inman and other players, Zach Pascal, playing ahead of Ryan Grant. So I don't see any reason. They came to the Redskins with some hope, but he just became whatever he was with the Redskins, not much of a fantasy factor at all. And I think that, again, that's a good spot. The way Andrew Luck has played, it was a little bit too diverse there at wide receiver, where it's T.Y. Hilton and a bunch of other guys. It was a pretty much Hilton, Ebron, and everything kind of trickled down. Jack Doyle, the presence, hopefully his injury with the tough kidney situation, that may determine how many wide receivers the Colts want to look at here in going forward. But I think in the draft they can find a replacement here, and that's one of their bigger needs here with T.Y. Hilton. Now, make sure you're listening to the great draft shows here on the network, Locked On NFL Draft and Draft Dudes, brought to you by the Draft Network, appropriately. So you have John Ledyard, Trevor Sikkema, just a good group of guys doing the breakdowns there, and two different shows on this network. Check it out for more in-depth draft information. We'll have plenty of that as well, the fantasy football spin on it as we look at the Combine and Pro Days coming up, leading up to the 2019 NFL Draft in Nashville in April. So check out those shows. We'll keep you all the way through there, and busy four shows a week to take you through that. And any feedback, anything you want to know more about the draft, just let us know, and we'll talk about it more here. And we'll start with that next week with a look at my prospect rankings, the top 100, and look at the position specific next week. So check out those shows. We'll be right back here to take a look at the rest of the notable wide receivers as free agents. Okay, we just have a few more wide receivers to look at free agents. I didn't rank everyone there on sportingnews.com. You can check that out. But we're talking about guys of note here that you've heard of and could have some value in fantasy, or where they go can affect another player's situation. So Bruce Ellington of the Lions, we mentioned Golden Tate could return. Well, they released Bruce Ellington. There was an imminent release there. So they're looking for that inside player between Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay. We'll see if Tate is the guy. This is, again, team that's transitioning a little bit away from this. We'll see if Michael Roberts, the tight end, gets involved a little bit more. But the Lions offense in transition here, and they kind of need that inside tough slot receiver, and Tate could be the guy. Rishard Matthews, we know about his bad divorce from the Titans. It was pretty ugly there, and he didn't really latch on to another team. So we'll see if that changes here in the offseason, but not feeling hopeful. Jermaine Kearse did some things with the Jets, but Just a guy, older guy. I don't know what's left in there if he can produce. J.J. Nelson, we'll watch for him maybe landing in Tampa as well. A guy that Bruce Arians liked and made some explosive plays for Arizona. So it's a couple guys, Nelson and Brown, that have been hanging around that Arians could try to incorporate into that Buccaneers offense. Demaryius Thomas was released by the Texans. I don't know. This could be the end of the line for him. I mean, he traded from the Broncos to the Texans, got hurt there at the end of the season, flashed a little bit. He's a touchdown guy, so there's some intrigue there, especially if he ends up on a team like the Patriots looking for an outside scorer, but that's about it. Now, Tavon Austin is the other Cowboys receiver slash running back, whatever. He's a gadget player. He had one or two big plays there for the Cowboys, but I don't see him being too popular here in free agency. Kelvin Benjamin had a cup of coffee with the Chiefs. Deontay Thomas has been moved around to different positions with the Chiefs. I don't see any of these guys having too big of an impact. I'm more intrigued with Thomas because I think he can do more in another team. Cody Latimer at the Giants, I think they're giving up here as a third option. They use a lot of Sterling Shepard outside with Odell Beckham Jr., so they'll have to figure out the slot, but Cody Latimer is not going to be there. Russell Shepard, also a free agent, so there should be more balls there for the trio of Beckham, Shepard, and tight end Evan Ingram. Justin Hardy of the Falcons is a guy that hasn't really lived up to what they expected there out of East Carolina. So he's a guy that maybe could do a little bit better if he gets a bigger role, but I don't see it. Kevin White of the Bears, first-round pick, it just hasn't lived up to expectations, hasn't been healthy, first of all, and that really hasn't helped him. So we'll see if what team takes a flyer on him. It's going to be hard to see him put together anything to be productive. He's just a straight-up bust when you think about it now in that wide receiver class. So it really, Kevin White, highly disappointing career. It's really sad that he came in with so much potential from West Virginia, and we've seen it. Remember, he was in the Amari Cooper draft, and there was a debate on which guy was going to be a little bit better there in the NFL. Amari Cooper, after that hiccup, now in the groove with the Cowboys and the Pro Bowlers, and White just can't stay on the field and be productive. And then finally, we'll look at Michael Floyd of the Redskins. Yep, he had a cup of coffee with the Redskins. Again, a team looking for some wide receiver help. So we'll have to see that team situation for sure as they change things up. Another team that you would look at that isn't there is Danny Amendola. They could move on from him in Miami. So you look at Danny Amendola, they're probably going to have to find some new receiving help, especially Devontae Parker is also on the cut block there. So I don't think Parker and Amendola are going to be returning to Miami. So it could be more of a Kenny Stills situation that sets up. And the Broncos, I did talk about Denver here briefly, but looking at their situation, they moved on from Demaryius Thomas. Emmanuel Sanders is not going to take a pay cut. They have Deshaun Hamilton there and Cortland Sutton, as I mentioned in the Joe Flacco analysis there, that they can move on and find some value. So there you go. There's a look at the free agent tight wide receivers of note here. We'll look at the tight ends tomorrow there. A decent amount of names and notable things to look at tight end, actually. So some good stuff there. The wide receiver class, again, specific role players, outside big guys that can make some plays, some slot guys as well. So I think it's more where they go and move around, the pieces on the chessboard that affect other people's status in fantasy football, and that's where we're going to look. And a few notables there that might have some wide receiver three value if they land in the right spots as well. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. We'll see you tomorrow with a look at the tight ends in 2019 NFL free agency.